Okay, how you all doing out there? I just thought, when I was a kid, the biggest joint in our area for live music was in Bradenton, right by the railroad tracks, a big barn of a building called the Palms of Bradenton. And everybody would come from everywhere to go to the Palms. And of course, I eventually got my young band organized to the point that we actually got to play gigs for the grown folks at the Palms of Bradenton. Yeah, we were big time. And even when I was in college, one of the last gigs I played in Florida was at the Palms of Bradenton. We're not going to talk about the Palms of Bradenton. We're going to talk about the Palm Tavern in Chicago. Now, it was established somewhere between 1931 and 1933 by a guy named James Knight. This is right at the peak of the Great Migration, in reaction to a whole lot of things that are going on, the Great Migration, Back to Africa movement, with Marcus Garvey, a lot of things that are going on. Mr. Knight called this establishment the Palm Tavern because he wanted it to represent the palm tree that you might find at an oasis in a desert of Africa. It was the oasis for the black community in the Bronzeville district of Chicago, on Chicago's south side, in this, at that time, upwardly mobile black district. Now, the Palm was located almost right across the street from the Royal Theater, which attracted everybody, from Sarah Vaughan to Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Billie Holiday, Josephine Baker, Miles Davis, everybody who was anybody that played in Chicago, at one point or the other, they played at the Royal. But the must-do, if you came to Chicago, the must-do was the Palm Tavern. Eventually, Mr. Knight sold the Palm to Jerry Oliver. Ms. Oliver had saved her money from working years and years and years as a waitress for Mr. Harold Washington, who would later become the first black mayor of Chicago. As a matter of fact, when he was running, most of his grassroots celebrations, fundraisers, voter empowerment sessions were held at the Palm Tavern. So it was not just a musical venue, which I discovered quite by accident while doing research for the great Ahmad Jamal. He had a solo piano gig there. But I discovered that Jerry had a great attraction that everybody had to have when you came to Chicago, and that was her red beans and rice. You did not want to come to Chicago and miss out on that, so you had to go to the Palm and drink at the Oasis, and you had to fill your belly with those scrumptious red beans and rice coming out of Ma Oliver's kitchen. And they called her Mama Oliver out of respect and admiration for who she was, what she accomplished on the wages of a waitress. I guess Harold paid his people pretty well. And the fact that that establishment stayed in business from the 30s right up until 2006. That's right, when it was finally torn down. But everybody who was anybody had to come there. It was the center, the heartbeat of the Brownsville community. Political action things were held there. Artistic events were held there. Not just jazz, Langston Hughes would be seen there. The great Gwendolyn Brooks grew up around the corner from the Palm. So, as you had the Harlem Renaissance, you also had a Chicago Renaissance, and the spot, everybody in the black community knows what the spot is, the place where everybody got to go. After every event, before every event, for every event, was the Palm. And Mama Jerry Oliver was there to greet you with a stiff drink, those scrumptious red beans and rice, and some great music, because like I said, it was where Amar Jamal had a solo piano gig, so always great musicians in there playing, and the great artists of the day who came to Chicago, especially African-American artists, the Palm was a, you gotta do this thing. The community was heartbroken when, in the name of urban renewal, the building was torn down in 2006. And unfortunately, that urban renewal looked like a vacant lot for a long, very long time. They tore it down, didn't do anything with it. So that was another slap in the face. But the legacy of this building, of this institution in Chicago, that started in the 30s and went all the way through the jazz age, and even in the age of rock and roll, when a lot of jazz venues were dying left and right, the Palm kept pumping because they just brought in the blues. And as you know, you can't have no jazz without blues. And so we had the blues and jazz coming through the Palm. Oh yeah, she kept it going, baby. It was happening at the Palm. And all because of the tenacity and the genius and the culinary delights of Miss Jerry Oliver. She lived to get 101 years old, just died very recently, in December, I think. And although the community celebrated, the Bronzeville community, the old folks who remembers what was going on prior to 2006, Chicago hardly bat an eye. And this great institution that had so much love and respect from all the greatest of our jazz entertainers passed away, but not into obscurity. Because I'm here to tell you that it did exist. And there are many galleries, the Jerry Oliver Gallery, the Jerry Gallery, and several other galleries that have saved for all prosperity the legacy of this great place in photograph and in amateur recordings. So let us not forget one of Chicago's most exciting and must-do landmarks, the Palm Tavern, which was conceived as an oasis for the black community in the south side of Chicago, and served that purpose for over 80 years. Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed this piece of history.